Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Monday, March 17th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. It was announced a few weeks ago that the gay country singer Orville Peck would be the next MC in Broadway's Cabaret starting March 31st. But then one question seemed to be on everybody's minds: mask or no mask? Eric Pippenberg, reporter for the New York Times, announced this morning in a feature article, which was confirmed by production representatives, that Peck will be unmasked in the musical. Peck, born Daniel Pittout, said, "The mask is part of my expression personally as an artist and a very big personal part of me, but I'm here to play this role and to bring respect and integrity and hopefully a good performance to it. It's not about me. I'm not trying to make it the Orville Peck show." Catch Peck in Cabaret this spring at the August Wilson Theater. Before tomorrow night's first preview of the last 5 years, the musical announced that $49 digital and in-person rush tickets will be available for each performance, pending availability. In-person rush will be at the Hudson Theater box office upon daily opening the day of a performance. The tickets are first come, first serve. Digital rush seats will be available on the Today Ticks app starting at 9 a.m. the day of a performance. More seats may open up throughout the day until the performance is sold out. Rush tickets are limited to two per person. The Last 5 Years, starring Nick Jonas and Adrian Warren, opens on April 6th and runs through June 22nd. And finally today, some congratulations are in order to Eva Noblezada and Reeve Carney. Once lovebirds on stage in Hadestown, the two of them are now engaged in real life. The couple had been dating since 2019. The happy news was revealed to the public during a sold-out show that Noblezada and Carney were performing in at the Green Room 42 over the weekend. Correspondent states that Noblezada showed off her ring, calling Carney's mother, who was in attendance, "my future mother-in-law." Reportedly, Carney popped the question over the previous weekend when the two of them were in London. The official Hadestown social media pages also offered congrats of their own, quoting, "it's an old song, and sometimes it turns out the way it should." Sending all the best to the happy couple. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.